The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it's pretty much, it's back to school time for some kids right away, and within the next week or so, everybody's going to be back in school. Oh. So there was this Reddit post about sort of us, people who've made it through school, giving advice to our former selves, or really to the kids who are going back to school. Like, if you could go back, what would you do differently?
It's so emotional.
It is, but like, would you change it? I think there's some people, and I think Erica may be one, because you're so proud of your, like, I was on student council and I did the parties, and it's like, I don't know that you would change it. I think you,
I was on student council. I played field hockey. I was very involved. I had like the best friends ever, but I was also heavily bullied by boys. Because I was annoying and like didn't really care. So I guess the only thing I would do
differently. You really believe you were annoying? Or you were just annoying to them?
I'm annoying in the, I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what I want to do with my life. I'm loud. I'm not really going to be a little shy, coy girl for you. You know, like I didn't get asked to a lot of dances. I just went or I asked someone. So
would you change the amount you cared?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think I would just try to, I don't know, but like, care less about the boys.
Okay. Not about the workload you had on you. Cause that's what I thought you might say. It's like you put too much pressure on yourself.
I know, but it was so great. It was all rewarding. Okay. And I think the social thing, like I would have cared less about going to parties. Honestly, I felt hurt when I didn't get invited to the parties. And it's like, who cares? You have your whole life to drink. I mean, I didn't do that, but
yeah.
So you would go to parties and not drink?
No, I'm kidding. I did. Oh. But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to encourage anyone going to school to do that because it's like, you have literally so much time. The rest of time.
Yeah. Do you think we need to do that though with the next generation? They just don't drink.
Yeah, not
that's
really.
True.
Like,
it's weird. I think I would have the exact opposite advice. Not to go party, but to pay way more attention to the social part than the school part. Because the school part, your permanent record, do you have one?
Your parents sold you a bill of goods,
does
right?
it ever exist? Does anyone ever have a permanent record? Like, don't get a detention. It'll be on your permanent record.
Well, yeah, I don't think when you're applying at Goldman Sachs, they're like, well, we see something happened to you at Burlington High School. Like, nobody's...
But to get to Goldman Sachs, did you have to get to, like, a certain school? And, you know, I don't know.
I think you kind of have to know people, and you know people by meeting them and just being more outgoing. And my advice is more for college, because high school, I think you got to go. College, I would have skipped more class. No. Just honestly.
You would have?
Yeah. Because there's way more people your age who are going to be the decision makers in the future in all these industries that are just right there. Your age, it's like college, you're built in to meet people your age.
And you should use it for?
You could like take more advantage of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Then sit in the classroom. Like, you have all your life to sit in a classroom.
What's weird is
you don't.
What's weird is one of the main things, one of the top like upvoted things on Reddit for this thing where they were like, what advice would you give or how, if you could go back, they're like, study harder, pay attention. And you're saying the opposite.
Study harder. Yeah, no.
Study less, pay less attention.
The most successful people that I know from school were the ones who were kind of the life of the party. Like, people liked being around them. And the smartest, most book, like nose in a book type of kids, people didn't like being around them as much. And they're not
the Bill Gates of today.
Yeah, but they're doing well now.
Aren't they?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. If you have advice for your former self or a kid who's going back to school, you can go all the way back to elementary school if you want or high school. What advice would you give them? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I'm not saying don't go to class, but go to the dances. Like, do that stuff. Don't be like, oh, it's not cool. It's like, go to it. Because this is the one chance you have to go to stuff like that.
Weirdly, mine is that, sort of. Like, my fear of rejection, it was born back then.
Oh, it held you back?
Yes.
Really?
And in high school, getting rejected would have been much... Like, all my friends learned to be... rejected, then learn how it isn't the end of your life.
That's so interesting. I guess I learned that too.
So then you don't
care. I was rejected a lot.
Right, but I was never rejected because I never tried.
Oh.
I literally, any girl I've ever asked out in my life has gone out with me because I made so certain that it was going to happen. Like I would ask 10 people around, like I am like,
you didn't
it's
take
not
the
me
risk.
Being great. I've risked nothing in asking anybody out ever because I ask 10 of their friends, you sure? If I go over there, oh my God, I have to know. Like I
wait, that's so sad.
I know, right? Like I have, and most of the people I've dated have asked me out.
Oh.
Because then there is no fear of rejection because I didn't put it, like I would have put myself out there more.
It's if I interesting because anybody- like, I am with Erica in the sense of I only had one date to dances in high school and we're still like friends to this day, but I didn't care. I left him early to go home and to go to bed.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah, and no regrets.
I didn't go to any of the dances. I went to prom.
Don't tell me that.
In my senior year because my parents told me I had to. And who did I take? One of my friend's girlfriends.
What?
How did that happen?
I don't even remember. I think he was a junior. So, and
I was a junior to prom because I wasn't getting asked.
Yeah. So then I took his girlfriend to prom. Hmm.
Wait, that makes me
sad. This is like the saddest thing we've ever done.
I went to 5 proms.
You were meant to be you.
So, other than not studying, you wouldn't change. You, like, you have a pretty.
I could do
20 things I would change about mine. Mm. I'd come out as a musician earlier.
Oh yeah!
Like I hid myself for so long.
Because you didn't want people to be like, "You're stupid,"
right?
Or oh my gosh, you're a nerd. Be yourself. That's the biggest thing
for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Advice for back to schoolers is what we want. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're kind of doing back to school advice, and it's partially for the kids going back to school right now, but a little bit. Sort of reminiscing how we screwed up our own lives while we were back there.
Well, also, if you have a kid going back, it's just like you put yourself in their shoes a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, weirdly, I have given my son enough advice. Like, your kids are the other swing of the pendulum because, like, I never got any Legos and I gave my kids all the Legos. And it's like, so they're automatically different than I was.
I don't know if everyone's like that, though.
You don't think so?
I think a lot of people. Hack is doing it. Complete opposite?
I don't know, but not complete. But yeah, I swing way too hard.
The other way.
Yeah. Yeah. I just do whatever Slacker does. And
that's not true. You guys are actually raising good kids. Whereas I just went.
I've only met one of them, but amazing.
Yeah. But they were kind of raised fairly. I just let them roam the earth.
Perfect.
Jordan?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Probably a shorter way. what is your advice for the high schoolers or school people?
You know, it's eat a good breakfast, try your best, make good friends, but always keep your old ones too.
There's a song about that.
You know, my dad sung it to me every day.
What is it?
Silver.
Are you being serious?
Worse is gold.
Why do I know
round. It has no end. That's how long I want to be your friend.
What is with me?
Jordan, are you in on that song? Do you know what that is?
My dad sang it to me every day when I was growing up. I'm glad I could pull that out of your trenches.
Oh my God, that's the weirdest thing. I think you guys are crazy. I've never heard that before this moment.
I think I learned it in Girl Scouts.
Okay.
I think my friends taught it to me.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. That's very weird. I never ate breakfast. When I was in school, like you had to get, I had to go.
Yeah, and I learned that every time I ate breakfast, I was always hungry in class.
Okay, you guys, that is not the lesson to be teaching. I always ate breakfast.
Get yourself some sort of weird eating disorder in high school so you have it for the rest of your life.
Sing the song, everybody.
Eating disorder. Okay, nope, that's not it. Nope. All right, sorry. Brenda.
Yeah.
Back to school advice.
Don't work your entire life in school.
Oh. Mm. My parents made me.
Don't. Work.
Like, don't work.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get a job.
Don't have a job? Oh, I had a job.
I had three jobs. I paid my way through school. I did not
high
take
school?
College.
Okay,
well, I'm talking high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking high school.
I worked at the radio station in high school. Nerd.
I did no socializing, no networking, any of that stuff. The only people that were friends were people that I worked with on the job.
That was me.
And you need more than that.
Wow. But what if you got to work?
I got a job when I was 13.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
To find a balance of.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
There's too much balance now. Their balance is all, it's too the other way. I think they need to work. Not that your advice is wrong. I'm just saying.
I agree because you learn discipline.
What you're saying is correct. Nowadays, kids aren't working.
At all.
Oh, right. But this is what you would tell yourself.
Maybe not work so much.
Mom, okay.
That makes
Mom,
sense.
Mom, Dad. I need this. I need that. $100 to work. I need this new phone. I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is like, I went to band at 5:30 in the morning, was in class from 7:30 to 2:30, was at work by 3:30 until midnight.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's that is great advice for you.
Yes, do
Thank
not
you, Brenda.
Do it. Yeah,
I really like how we're asking for advice and we're being like, "Nah, that's
just
stupid.
Bashing
You're wrong."
Welcome to the Slacker Show, Caitlin.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What advice do you have for your back to schoolers?
Sorry, I forgot you were on speakerphone.
Oh.
Here's the advice. Don't put us on speakerphone. Anyway, what's your advice?
So my advice is more for. Specifically for high school.
Oh, no. She was on speaker.
What was she going to say?
She said dating is stupid.
In high school.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, but then you learn a lot about yourself.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.